Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I am Greg Lancaster. You're listening to and watching VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network audience. We just want to say a big shout out and hello to all of our listeners and viewers out there. We are so excited about continuing our conversation. The Lord graces my voice. Of what we started yesterday, answering the question about Babylon, spiritual Babylon or Babylon, because we're seeing some stuff here. But joining today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
I know we don't have a lot of time. We want to get this in because we ran out of time yesterday.
Right.
But I do want to say, you know, John, how much we enjoy talking about the businesses that stand with us. That's where Isaac. Where they stand with us. This is so beautiful because it means so much for. And if you haven't yet gone to vfntv.com and visited our business sponsors, realize we're here because of our partners, people that individually say, "I want to stand with you prayerfully and financially." And every single month, for whatever size, they commit to a financial gift every single month. And our business sponsors who put their shingle up and say, "I not only do I stand with you, but my dream, my vision, my American dream stands with you." That's right. Me and my business stands with you. And how can we better thank them?
Yeah.
Than going by and just saying, giving a big shout out and a hello. And I just want to say thank you. And John and I so enjoy talking about you. And God told us about you. He told us, if I have a fishing string right here in my hand, which represents what God told me about you. And he says, by loosing this word over your business, by loosing what God's saying over your business and over your personal economy, that things that are out of order, things that are look hopeless, you're going to begin to see life come in them again. I mean, you have parts of your business. I mean, I was in your business. God took me in your business, and he's shown me there's some things you've been letting go, some things you've given up on. There's some things that come unplugged that need to go back and get plugged back in again. And you have to understand there's life in God's word. And business is what comes from God. God gives a man the ability to, and a woman the ability to do business, and he blesses the work of your hands. But you can't forsake him and have a business. I mean, it just stops. But understand, he has something to say about your business. He wants to bless it. And he's shown me. And imagine 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, broadcasting and playing inside of your business, VFN radio, I mean, watching it on VFN TV, like even somewhere down down the south in the Mobile area. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, hold on to this, because he showed me too that you were downcast and that you were almost like Gideon going, "Yeah, where is this God? You know, my faith is no longer locked in like it used to be." Well, let me tell you, our God is here, and he told me about you. And so it's not about, "Hey, let's just get some finances to be able to do the show." We wouldn't even be doing this, and if God didn't say do it. But we want to see you blessed as a business. We want to see you prosper. We want to see you hire hundreds of folks and make enough money for you and your family and your future, but also to hire other people and teach them to listen to what God is saying. Understand, God wants to bless their families and the work of their hands. And I just want to say right up front that God told us about you. And if he told us about you and he's shown us your business and he's saying, "Listen, if you just loose this word," and what he says is, "I'll make you fishers of men." And so I got this roll of fishing string here to remember. He told me every word that's coming out over the VFN radio is just like fishing for your heart, you know, fishing for your customer's heart, you know, fishing for your employee's heart, because God wants to bless you and restore the years the locusts had devoured. Understand this, God, Son, Jesus Christ said, "I must be about the Father's business." Even the Father had a business. And we have to understand he will bless your business when you put things in order and in right. Just let it flow for a while. You know, just let the word flow for a while, because it's got to change the culture of your company, the culture of your heart, the culture of how you deal with your clients. But understand this, you will be like a shining star. You will be different. People will say, "What's different about you?" And you'll be like Moses. You're going to say, "It's the presence of God. It's the presence of God. The only thing that differentiates my cabinet business from this cabinet business, or this business, my business from that business, is the presence of God." Mm-hmm. I owe it all to God. You know what God will say? "I'm going to even bless you more. Thank you for letting them know that I'm good, and I want to bless businesses." So talking about a business plan, stand for God. And that's what we do at VFN Radio. We stand for God and country in that order, and Israel unapologetically. And when you stand with us like so many businesses have and so many individual sponsors have or partners have, understand, hey, you're sticking it out there saying, "God, I am not ashamed of you. I want to stand up for you, and I want to stand up for this country that you gave us the blessing to be in and to found it. And I want to stand up for Israel unapologetically. I don't care if the whole world is against the original intent of this nation, or the whole world is against Israel. You're on our side, and you're greater than anything that the enemy could ever do, any plan or scheme the enemy could ever come up with. And your economy supersedes all of this other economy. You can bless me. Bless me indeed. Well, today we're going to be talking about finishing our conversation, you know, asking the question. The question is, you think about this. If you're looking, we're going to talk about this question. This is the question we're going to try to answer. We're going to go to break and come back in a moment. But listen, that you got to read the Word of God and you got to apply it to your life. You got to find out, am I in that season? Am I not in that season? One thing the Lord told me about myself, he says, you know, I'm going to give you, I'm going to touch you in a way that you're going to understand the seasons and the times. That's what he told me, you know, like Issachar. And so, and sometimes I can see some stuff and I'm thinking like, don't you all see this? And I talk to folks and they're like, oh, you don't see, this is not a good season. This is not a time to be singing. This is a time to be crying.
That's right.
This is not time to build a wing on. This is time to mend that wing that you already built. And so we're going to talk about that. And one of the things we find out in the book of Revelation is he talks about a city called, and God judges cities. I mean, he judged, what was the first city that they had to come into when they're coming out of the wilderness? You remember the city in Jericho.
Right.
I mean, he
right.
dealt with a city. And you think about, what's the other city that Jonah was going to? It was Nineveh. You know, and don't think, because sometimes we think holistically and we think, well, God's just going to deal with the whole world. Well, no, he did not hurt Abraham when he dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah. He didn't hurt him. And so you don't have nothing to fear unless you are Lot and you're not listening. You know, LL, Lot don't listen. Mm-hmm. At least LWL, Lot's wife didn't listen. I mean, she was in love with the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
She wanted the things that New York could offer.
Mm-hmm.
Times Square. Oh, it's Green Petticoat Junction. I don't know what Petticoat Junction. It was Green Acres.
Oh, yeah.
The farmer. And she was drawn. Her name was Eva Gabor, something like that. And she was in love with the city and the nightlife and all this kind of stuff and minks and stuff. And that's America. America's in love. It's like, why would you go all the way to paved streets of a really rather small city, but highly populated, to be under squoze in a sidewalk that barely fits you, to watch a balloon go down the street for a marketing concept that people are drunk on called, you know, parades that we're doing this to get business. And we talked about that already, you know, being drunk on the luxuries and that type of thing. And nothing against parades or business and all that, but in regards to, but why'd you leave your own city and go all the way to one city? Because you were drawn there.
Mm.
You were drawn, allured there. This is what he says about, you know, when he's talking about this city, Babylon, he says that she, you know, allured you. She seduced you. And a city seduces you, which means what's happening. Obviously, the ground didn't seduce
you. It's interesting that you say that. They say many of the people right now working in Manhattan, New York, are not even New Yorkers. They're people that are being drawn from all over the country into the city.
Right. I think that's the answer.
Yeah.
That is not the answer. And so we're going to talk about the question we're going to ask ourselves and begin to continue to seek out. We're reading Revelation chapter 18. And we do have some other things about Dabble. You know, we're going to have four programs back to back. We're going to work our way through this. And we're going to talk about it because if you're looking for, imagine you have a business and you need to hire somebody. By the way, sad to say a lot of businesses don't do this. Write down a job description first. Right. What are you trying to hire people for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people say, I just need some help.
Right.
You know, they'll help you all right. If you don't give them a description, they'll write their own. But if it's your business, write the description out. What is your expectations of this particular person or whatever, this company you want to subcontract with? But then you start looking and believing God for what you're wanting, you know, and then you find out, well, this one don't, desperation doesn't do that because you're, I'll take anybody. Well, let me tell you what Satan's name is. He has a nickname. It's called anybody.
Right.
Even Proverbs says, don't just pick up a stranger on the road and bring him to work. They're going to bring havoc in your house and in your business. And so then when you do that, you just got to write a description down. And now imagine interviewing every person on the face of the earth and finding only one candidate. I mean, you're going to be excited because this person fits the job description. This is the person that will do the job. I mean, you check all your little check marks and stuff like that. It's great. And then you talk to them. I can't believe you're the only person on earth that was qualified for this job. Well, let me tell you something right now. when you look at Revelation chapter 18, you're trying to figure out, well, not really, we're not, they're trying to figure out, you know, who is this Babylon? What is this city? And so we look at the description. What is the description of the city? What is it like? And we find, this is what we're finding out so far is, if you missed yesterday, you have to hear it, is that they fit the job description. I mean, if they are not Babylon, they could pass. As a matter of fact, they're the only one that could be hired right now for Revelation chapter 18, because there's not a city on earth that has done and has gotten more kings drunk on its wealth and prosperity and seduction, all things that we talk about. And it's enslaved, you know, different segments of society in the world just to produce a product for the merchant so that they can sell it to you, the richest person in the world, America, richest people in America, and they can make their money off of you while they're not paying the folks that are making their product. So anyway, this is what we're going to talk about today. It's like, it's amazing how this, and we're going to talk, in addition to that, we're going to talk about the dreams and the visions that God's given us, he's given others, and even David Wilkerson, which I believe that the Lord took him away recently, you know, so that he would not have to see what's about to happen. But if I was in the Honestone City, you know, if I was in the Sycamore Tree City, if I was in the Harbinger City, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I was in that city, I would begin to look beyond it. And it was tough for Lot. And it was so tough for Lot. He was so integrated into a particular city that he had to really talk with his wife over and over again. Honey, let's just listen to God. Oh, but hey, listen, your butt's going to be dead if we stay here. You're going to have to move on. This is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, not only leave it, don't even look back. And so, you know, it's major. And right now, by the way, just so you know this, that there are enemies right this moment that would love to destroy Jerusalem. That was their goal. Their goal would just love to just pound it with stuff and make it, take it off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello, America. The same folks who feel that way about America.
That's right.
And so it's possible. And the thing about it is, but it feels like it's biblical. And we're going to continue on. Does she fit the description? She does so far. What is her future? And what does that all mean to everything? And including, we'll have a word from David Wilkerson. It's going to be powerful. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can your kindergartner be told they cannot share a song with the class because it mentions Jesus? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
A couple of weeks ago, my son's in kindergarten. The teacher allowed a couple other students to sing a song that they wanted to share with the class. A couple of days after that, my son went up to the teacher, asked to share a song about Jesus, and she basically said, no, we can't do that at school.
Well, that's incorrect. If it's if the students are allowed to perform music, and it's music of their choice, your son should have been able to sing the song about Jesus. We've had, dozens of cases of those over the year, and the teacher's just absolutely incorrect. It's not only an overreaction, she's wrong on this. Let me get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We'll get you in touch with our legal staff and get some help to you right away.
Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. Mm. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today, and God's bringing people to himself, and you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out, and people that have been outside something are headed in.
And the truth is, you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
Oh, holy night, and the stars are brightly shining.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Merry Christmas to all of our listeners out there. We just pray a blessing over your family and over your marriage and over your children. And just pray for wisdom over you as you're, so many things are trying to seduce your attention and tell you this has to be, that has to be. And the thing is, it already has happened. The birth of God, Emmanuel, Jesus, the Son of God, with us. That's why the angel said, rejoice, you know, rejoice, because the Savior of mankind is here. And that's what we're celebrating. It is so inexpensive to be able to celebrate Christmas that you can even do it in a manger, in a barn, right?
That's right.
Think about that. Here's the kid, we go, well, does that come with the PlayStation? Well, we want to continue this conversation. We don't use up too much time, and we just want to focus on this, and we have so many things to share with you. We've been reading in Revelation chapter 18, and we started yesterday, and we're picking up in Revelation chapter 18, verse 20, and the question that we're asking ourselves here is New York City the Babylon that they're talking about? Because the truth is, it's the only city that fits the bill in the world right now. And if you've got to hear the other part. If you're just picking up today, you got to go to yesterday's program, which you can do in so many different ways. And you can listen. And verse by verse, we're talking about it. And we're fixing to share with you some dreams because God, you know, we're just not like, hey, let's just talk about Revelation 18. You know, let's just make some stuff up. We're overtaken by the voice of God. God has spoken to us. He's spoken to us. He's shown us New York City. He's shown the writer of the Harbingers, in New York City. He's shown us and David Wilkerson, he's shown us the city. So he's driven us to this point to say, listen, we are a watchman on the wall. We're talking to you right now. You can think, you could have your feet right there in the middle of 33rd and Broadway, of all the names of the streets, and say, you know, it won't happen here because God's going to have to judge all of America. And the whole thing is like, no, he can deal with the city. And he can save the folks in the city. But the thing about it is, it could be a demo for everybody else, for all of us to go, you know what, we better repent. Mm-hmm. Because if God can deal with a city, he can deal with me. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jesus said. Well, Revelation chapter 18, he says in here, when all of a sudden, you know, God's just, it's like fires are all over the city and it's being destroyed in a day now. In a day it's being destroyed. And we saw what could happen with 9/11. It's like, man, that doesn't take much. Mm-mm. I mean, who would ever thunk that they would fall like pancakes? I mean, that was a collapsing of a concept of society in our own minds, understanding men's engineering, no matter how high it takes him, will not take him to heaven. Only Jesus will do that. And got your old towel sticking up with your name on it. Come on. Your mom will be ashamed of you. Get your name off that building.
That's right.
And get your name, your little sweet at the top. It's coming down, bro. Anyway, so, okay. I just went to the street just a little bit. It's a little bit. Anyway, so, I mean, get out of there, run for your life, find God. I would rather your suite and your penthouse perish, not you. So
that's right.
We love you. God loves you. We need you. We need that gift that's been prostituted. We need it back in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And God's got a plan for you. But he says, when this is going on, because the question is, you know, the question is what do you do as a believer? Because, I mean, do we mourn? Do we cry? You know, one thing we do is we mourn. If God's telling you, you mourn. But then there's so many prophets that came up after 9/11 and they go, yeah, I knew that. The Lord gave me a dream. He showed me that. They're even making money on history. It's like history. It's like the History Channel. It's not prophets. It's like History Channel. It's like, this is a fine time to tell us that we shouldn't have worked that day. You know, it's just like, come on. You were terrified to open your mouth and now you're so prideful because you're prideful. And now you're so prideful. You won't let everybody know that God shared with you a secret that you should have shared with the world. And you're proud of it, which is more pride. And it's like, you don't realize how ignorant that looks. So anyway, and how many people could think about the people that died? You could have saved their lives instead of us going like, well, they were going that day to 9/11. They were going to go to the towers and They were going to go to work, but their shoes didn't fit. They had to put a Band-Aid on their toe. And so God touched them in the area of their toe, and they went home and changed their shoes. When they came back, the buildings fell, which I believe that's true. But what if you would have told everybody that had good toes to keep their toes? Pay attention. I'm saying it's like we are dependent upon those individual encounters instead of don't stand in front of the building that day and just go, don't come in this building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't tell you. I hope it doesn't happen. I mean, stand there on Brooklyn Bridge. Stand there on the Washington Bridge. Stand there on the three accesses to the island and say, listen, I mean, you got to get three areas to come in, by the way. So you could stand there and say, hey, this is the future. You need to go to VFN, go to the VFN torch, go to VFNTV.com and listen to the future of this city, lest we repent. And it's lest we repent. It's always, I mean, things can change when we repent. Ask Nineveh. Listen to I Am Jonah. But understand this, that there's only three ways in, which means three of you.
That's it.
Three of you, instead of building your little kingdoms. Three of you could stand out there and rotate instead of marching back and forth at the abortion clinic. You can stand right there, out there in front of those entrances and just first wave, tell them God loves them. God's got a plan for their life. And then begin to speak to them and just say, hey, you know, this is what's going on. That's three accesses.
That's it.
Don't stand too close to the Lincoln Tunnel. You may need surgery. All that smog up in that puppy, boy. There ain't no windows down there underwater,
no,
is there?
No, sir.
I'm just saying. And I'm just saying. Because the whole thing is like, I thought you're supposed to love people. If that's all you done was just, you know, and this is what he says. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure, rather than, not in conjunction to, rather than lovers of God. And the thing is, if you do stand on those three entrances and you know, for the first week, say God loves you, then you're actually taking your life in jeopardy, because the darkness on them is going to see the light on you, and you're going to have some response taking place. But understand, God's going, this is great. This is so wonderful. And so you got to be willing to lay down your life for the lives of others. But greater love hath no man than he lay down his life. And listen, you got to just lay it all down. I mean, what are you living for anyway? For another television program? Yeah, many A&E crickets. So this is what he says in verse 20. He says, in Revelation chapter 18, verse 20, he says, rejoice over her. Oh, heaven, rejoice, saints and apostles and prophets. God has judged her for the way that she treated you. And we're just seeing right this moment, right this very moment. I don't get into too many details because it's a conversation that's so deep and it's not going to go there. It's the fact that she was just treated really bad. The church was just treated really, really bad and really evil. It's happening continually. But you know what? There is like badges in heaven for the folks that stand up for God and say, I will not compromise and I will stand up for Jesus. At the same time, I'll love you while you're hating me.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I'll love you while you're punching me. And a physical punch is way worse, way better than a word punch.
Mm.
You got to be able to take them. Then a mighty angel, he says in verse 21, will pick up a boulder the size of a large millstone and throw it into the sea. And pause right there. I want to share with you a dream. I want Pat to share with you in the next minute about a dream that God had given him, spoke to him about a big stone, big rock.
Yeah.
Tell us what God showed you.
Yeah. I was in this beach house. On the backside, it was just lined with glass. So I had a perfect view of the ocean. And I'm looking up in the sky, and I just happen to look at the sun. And it's probably about, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then all of a sudden, the sun just falls out of the sky and goes into the ocean. Just in an instant. I mean, it was not this gradual. It just fell quickly. And then I'm like, this is not good. So I'm like running around the house, like trying to get things up higher because I know these waves are about to come and take us out.
I want to pause for a moment because what he said was an angel came. He took a huge stone and threw it into the water to demonstrate what he's going to do to a city.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't what he's going to do to the water, because water represents the sea of humanity, people.
Mm-hmm.
So we were seeing a symbolism of what is going to happen to Babylon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's what God meant for the dream. Because
right.
When I put those two together is when we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm. So, I just ran around looking, I was checking on my family. I went and checked on my mom and kids and wife and came back. And like I said, I was putting things up higher. And then I could see the waves coming in and they just started trickling in, we were low. But then they started getting bigger and bigger. And I just knew this was it. This is it.
So. Yeah. And so God was showing and demonstrating this is one thing God will actually, he took this big rock, the size of a millstone, threw it in the water. It wasn't the water he was judging. It was this is what I'm going to do to the city. And so you see judgment coming down on a people, the sea of humanity, in this context, and the people that was in this particular city called Babylon. Oh, we have so much to share with you. So in conjunction to that, we're going to share with you about how God told us about the economy. We're going to share with you in today's program, four programs back to back, about how in six minutes, the economy fell and the crash took place. And he says right here in Revelation 18 that in an hour, not only a day she burned, but in an hour she fell. And it's talking about how quickly that would take place. And we're also going to talk about music, musicians, workers, factories, all these things it talks about, even the voice of the Lord and Christians and theater and the whole works. It's amazing. It totally talks about it in Revelation chapter 18. Listen, there is no other city in the world right now that meets this particular job description. It's only New York City. We'll be right. We'll be back on the other side. Don't forget, we have four programs back to back, and all today's programs will be dedicated until we finish answering this question and talking about prophecy. Is New York City the Babylon of Revelation 18?
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an something or an something, and put it on your desk at work and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment that you just like catch a half of it,
mm-hmm.
don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee
mm-hmm.
while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT light. Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome all of our VFN Radio, VFN TV, and Christian Television Network audience across the nation and across the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
If you've been listening to our programs, we're talking back to back about, don't forget we have four programs back to back, but we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But asking the question, you know, is New York City, Babylon, spoken about in Revelation chapter 18? And if you've been listening, you're right in tune with this. If not, you just got to think of it this way. That if you're looking for somebody to be able to be hired for a job, and there's only one person that qualifies, I mean, you're happy. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for a city that matches Babylon, and you're the only city that matches that description, it's like, hey, you're not happy. But this is what he says. He says, this is what he says, and we talked about it yesterday. When God talks about his folks, and that could be you listening, he says, come out of her. Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. So remember, think about this. The warning is so Lot can come out. The warning is so you can say, you know, you're right. These are all idols to me. And that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, what is all this stuff you say you got to have when you're denying God and denying following God? I mean, come on. That's your God. He says in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life, but he will not force you to follow him. He'll ask you. Mm-hmm. He will tell you. He'll have somebody who's hearing like us and others saying, hey, this is what's coming, California. If you want to guarantee a solid future, go east, my son. Go east. Don't go west.
That's
and
right.
We talked
That's
about
right.
it yesterday.
East and south.
And so one thing he says, and about, you know, we're asking the question, is New York City Babylon? And remember, these chapters are not in order, so you can't say, well, that's after chapter 17, so it couldn't be. They're not in order in regards to happenings and prophetic happenings. You have to study to understand that, and those that have studied deeper than I have, I'm just telling what God told me, which is much easier. Uh-huh. It's much easier. And but do you want to study? You know, you want to study the Word of God. I study. I'm just saying, this is what God's saying now. Is he said this when he's talking New York City, that she falls in a day that she's being burned, these like that millstone thrown in the water we talked about, and God confirmed through Pat that in the context of that, she also says, and this is what we're going to tell you what God talked to us about, but she says it says in Revelations 18:17, in 1 hour. So remember, in a day she burns and she falls, but in 1 hour, such great wealth. That's finances, folks. Such great wealth has been brought to ruin, explanation mark. In 1 hour, in other words, 1 hour, you're wealthy and all your stuff and your things and all that is great. And in 61 minutes, you're broke. You're like everyone else. You're, all your stuff is gone. See, that couldn't be. But hey, let's just find out what God said. I mean, God spoke. I remember God says something to you. What was the dream that he gave you, the prophetic dream, John?
I had a dream. And at the time, I had this dream. I was going to work, and I was in my office. And as I'm walking to get to my desk, I notice that there's a whole bunch of people. My coworkers are all surrounding a television screen, and they're, you know, getting ready to see what's happening. It's breaking news. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, when I share this dream, that it's not like breaking news how it is today, where they're telling you, you know, throughout the whole time what the breaking news is going to be. This is like real breaking news the way it used to be. And there is a reporter that's standing.
This is a dream.
This isn't a dream. This is a reporter who's standing on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange and in New York. And what I've noticed is that all the trading has stopped. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen. You know, my father's a stockbroker. I mean, that doesn't happen.
No.
So all these guys are wearing blue coats. And they're standing there, not moving, not doing anything, and they're all surrounding the news reporter.
I can kind of see that in my mind, where there's the old-fashioned ticker tape on the floor, the papers they use now to
trade.
And it's just everybody's just kind of like frozen.
It's exactly right.
Stunned.
Exactly
and staring
right.
somewhere.
They were right behind the reporter, so something was getting ready to happen very
breaking
dramatic.
News.
This is breaking news.
That's what this is, right? This is what we're talking about. Yeah. This is breaking news.
And this is something God's been speaking for a while. It's not something that just, you know, this is what God's saying.
Right.
And the reporter says, mm-hmm. basically, stay tuned, but I'm about to share something that's going to change the world as we know it. Mm-hmm. As soon as he said that, I already knew in the dream and in my heart that this was that, because God has been speaking this sort of, you know, for a while mm-hmm. about what is coming. So I instantly went to, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I went.
You went straight to get your
to my desk, right, to get my stuff, because I knew that once he shared, I already knew what he was going to share.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to beat the crowd because I knew people were going to go, you know, crazy. So when I get back, as I'm walking to get ready to exit the building, because I already knew he wasn't, you know, but tell me somebody that, you know. He says, the world as we know it is going to end in 6 minutes.
So there's a reporter standing outside the New York Stock Exchange where you and I were standing. We were there in the city together, and he was saying, like, cameras on him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they were watching the camera feed, I guess, on the TVs.
Right. And he says that the world's going to end as we know it in 6 minutes.
This is important to say. We're not saying, and he wasn't saying, and I believe God's not saying the world's going to end. But if you are in love with money and not God,
hey,
your world's going to end.
For sure.
You know, mm-hmm. You'll still be alive. Potentially, mm-hmm. Unless you're at this, you know, but we're not saying this is the end of the times.
Right. And he said, as you know it. Mm-hmm. And so instantly the folks went just chaotic. They were screaming. They were just, you know, going all over the place. And I stood up, you know, right in the middle of it all. And I said, listen, you need to go to the VFN Torch. You need to go to VFN Torch. We've talked about this. We've shared about it. You need to be prepared. And I continued talking to those folks and making sure that they went there, because this is something that the Lord has been speaking to us and showing us. And all the information was there at that time for them. And then I was getting prepared to, you know, go ahead and minister to the church and let them know. But just like that.
And so you think about that. So does she fit the description? And you're looking right here. If you're seeing on Christian Television Network, you can see it on the VFN at VFNTV.com, but the upper left-hand corner there, can somebody put their mouse over the left-hand corner there? You can see, I don't think we're not there yet. Are we there yet? There we go. You're looking at the VFN Torch, and it says right here, prophecies. You see that word, prophecies. And that's what he's saying. God's saying, telling him in a dream, send everybody there. That's why we've been doing this. We're trying to want you to go there and read for yourself and pray and find out for yourself, you know, about this. You can get there by going to VFNTV.com and click on the burning torch. You always see the burning torch. If you could show, if you go to VFNTV.com, you'll see this burning torch. It's right there. You see it on the right side. Click on that torch. And, you know, this is the light of God. This is the presence. Abiding with God is what we're talking about doing. And so he says very specifically in Revelation chapter 18, verse 17, in 1 hour, such great wealth has been brought to ruin. And so that's what happened suddenly. So it takes a day for the city to burn. And we're going to be sharing a word with you today, today's program, four programs back to back, with David Wilkerson, seeing 1,000 fires, 1,000 fires in Manhattan, right? Mm-hmm. In Manhattan. So we'll be letting you hear that as well. So that's another word that confirms this one we're talking to you about is New York City. And what a way to speak to the world. What a way to speak to the world than God to deal with our idol. You know, money. And as we said yesterday, on yesterday's program, that President George W. Bush said the reason why the economy crashed like it did was because the traders got drunk on its wealth, got drunk on the market, which totally prophesied. Mm-hmm. That's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he specifically talked about. The merchants, they all drink your stuff, and they all got addicted to it. And so we're like, my goodness, this totally fits. And so he goes on to say in Revelation chapter 18, and he says, after talking about the mighty angel picks up the boulder and throws it into the millstone, like the size of a millstone, and throws it into the water as an example of what he's going to do to the city. You hear what God told Pat about that particular word. And then he says, after that demo in verse 21, the latter part, this is what he goes on to say, after demoing it, what it's going to look like with this millstone and the sea. He said, with such violence, imagine an angel coming from heaven, grabbing this huge boulder, the size of a millstone. Millstones are huge. They're mm-hmm. huge. And throwing it into the water. But it's not a meteorite. It's big enough to destroy a city, but it's not big enough to destroy the world.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, but it's big. And so he says, with such violence, the great city Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again. And we went to Chorazin. Remember going to Chorazin?
Mm-hmm.
And Pat and I were in Israel. We're surviving our journey.
Yeah.
Ministering there. That we were in Chorazim. He says that you remember Jesus said that you'll be torn down and you'll never be built up again. And the only thing that's in Chorazim is a couple of
rocks
and stones that were part of the wall. So understand, God can remove a city never to be Jericho, for example, right. Sodom and Gomorrah, for example. He can deal with those cities. And this is how you know. No, this is more of the demographics, more of the description of Babylon, which will really help you get an understanding as he talks about it in verse 22, because he's talking about her. When I deal with her, this is what will stop happening because she won't be here anymore, that particular function. He says, the music of harps and the musicians, flute players, and trumpeters will never be heard again. I mean, think about it. What city, in other than Nashville, which, by the way, if you don't deal with your stuff there, with that
Parthenon,
dude, tear it down. I mean, tear it down. I mean, the church, begin to say, pray, walk around it and say, dear God, swallow this up, which I believe will be swallowed up in that fault line.
Oh, yeah.
It'll probably start right there. But it's, anyway, so other than Nashville, but Nashville is country music, but that if people, they say, hey, I want to be in the music industry, I want to be a musician, and they go to New York. Mm-hmm. They go to New York. Why? Because you have the Philharmonica, you got MTV, you have all these other music coming out of there, record producers and
all the record producers,
songs coming out about New York and people, everything just kind of seduces you about this whole city, your flesh. Musicians, I mean, think about all these musicians that are there, Carnegie Hall, and I mean, it's just over and over and over and over and over again. Juilliard School of Ministry, right?
Not ministry, but...
I'm a school of ministry. Juilliard School...
Of music.
Of music.
Arts actually.
Yes. This, yeah. And so in regards to that, and Neil Postman talked about Juilliard when he was talking about it. So, hey, that fits the criteria, doesn't it? And he says, well, that won't be heard again. Mm-hmm. So think about it. If you're thinking, hey, I want to be a musician, and I was on X Factor and they did not actually vote for me or pull me in, or, you know, they didn't even see me. I didn't exist. And, you know, it's all about me. That, how about just saying, you know what? It's not about me. And I'm going to lay my life down for God today. And I'm going to say, God, if you've given me the gift of music, I want to use it for you. Cause this is how you're going to deal with misuse of the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are gifts, but they're being prostituted in the world for self gain. And God's going to take care of you, but imagine using that ability to sing and the ability to make music with your instruments. There's just so many great sounds that you just give that to God. I believe a new sound's going to be released in the earth. It's going to reach this generation, but I also believe as a sign, God's going to deal with Babylon from what he's showing us. And so that would fit. Would that not fit the description of New York presently?
Oh, yeah.
What city? I mean, come on, does Shanghai, does that have the music... And the musicians of the world, does everybody go, I got to get to Shanghai. So. If I could just get to Shanghai.
Not Tokyo. Not
Tokyo. Oh, no, if I could just get to Pakistan. I mean, I have a great whining instrument, and I'm going to whine. You know, they want to get to America.
Yeah.
And if you go, they actually sing American songs. I mean, you go to Philippines. Philippines sing American songs better than Americans.
Yeah.
And they sound without accent. Something happens to a Filipino, which are beautiful people. Continue to keep them in your prayers after the storm, recent storm. But they have this gift of music that they can just, it's like, I know I'm looking at a Filipino man, but you're sounding like a man from America right now. That, and you've never been to America, but you're mimicking the artist so well. You're so, oh my goodness, we're just like Babylon.
Mm.
Did we give him good lyrics to sing? Mm. Did we give them good music, or did we lead them into darkness because of the music that we led? More when we get right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. That's the only way we can really tell who we really are. And then he even tells us, apart from abiding in him, we can't even bear that fruit. Listen to Francis Chan, the author of Crazy Love, and leader of and founder of Multiply Movement share this exact thing. We are known by our fruit.
You know, the fruit will show. You know, if the tree's for real, it's going to bear fruit.
Yeah.
You'll see the action, but we want to make those statements, and we're not following up, and we're deceiving ourselves. I was thinking about this the other day, you know, how James talks about how we can be hearers of the word, but not doers, and so we're deceiving ourselves. Because we're listening and amen, 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 but we're not doing it. Mm. And you know, Satan is the father of lies. He loves deception. Mm. He loves to deceive people. But I think in a lot of ways, he's very happy with what he sees in a lot of gatherings because they're like, I don't even need to work there. Mm. They're deceiving themselves. Mm-hmm. They're going there, you know, hearing a message, amening and not doing it. They're deceiving themselves. Mm. I think Satan's actually very pleased. I want to be careful with it. I mean, based on what I see in Scripture, I think there are times when he's pleased that the Word of God is preached and not obeyed, and that deception is going on. Because that's his MO. That's what he loves to do. Mm. He loves to deceive. And so if there's a bunch of people thinking they're following God because they're going, oh yeah, I heard a really tough message by David Platt the other day. You know, I heard this. I got so convicted. I walked away. I even walked away sad. Me and my friends, we even cried. You know, it's just like this. Wow, yes, yeah. We did it. And I really think the enemy is going, oh, this is great. Hmm. This is great. They're not. When Jesus was about repent, like, let me see you turn. John the Baptist, repent. Let me see you turn. Peter, repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's turn, turn, turn. And we're all about feel bad, make a grand statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Satan's actually pleased with that.
You're listening to Francis Chan, author of Crazy Love and Multiply Movement. You can find it at multiplymovement.com. Listen. You need to be fruitful. We are known by our fruit. It's going to be a fruit inspection time at the throne room of God because it's not that we're not earning our salvation. The very fact that we are saved, we are fruitful. Listen, if you want to be fruitful today, begin to make this Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. If you haven't yet done that, go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories and how to do that. Then begin to abide with him and be his disciple. And we have a plan for you, a simple plan for you right now, free. Just go and request it at iabide.org. Iabide.org. Eternity weighs in the balance. Your eternity.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, wish everybody a Merry Christmas out there. Just pray a blessing over your family this Christmas. I just think about this. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born, and we celebrate this very awesome encounter on Christmas Day. That's why the enemy's trying so hard to remove Jesus from Christmas. But that's what they were trying to do, that because it's so true. That's why atheists are buying billboards and trying to put them all over Manhattan. As we're talking about, is Manhattan, is New York City, Babylon? Isn't it interesting that the atheists are buying billboards to say, take Jesus Christ out of Christmas? Mm. And it's like taking red out of red. Can you take red out of red? Well, I can, but it won't be red anymore.
Right.
Well, can you take blue out of blue? I said, well, you know, I can, but it won't be blue anymore. Well, taking Jesus Christ out of Christmas, you do not have
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You have Mary. Oh my goodness, we can't go there. Anyway, so here we are. Here we are talking about trying to seek an answer to it. Is New York City, Babylon, spoken of in Revelation chapter 18? If it is, God warns us to get out of the city. I mean, after you preach to her, after you told her, after you warned her, after you told her God loves her, God will forgive her. Talking about the people, not the buildings and stuff. And she says, no, move on, bro. Mm-hmm. Move on or you're going to suffer the same consequences as what he said. You may even fall to her sins because you're in this environment of seduction. We talked about that yesterday. And so we're talking Revelation chapter 18, verse 22. We just talked about music and musicians are found there in Babylon, you know, so she seduces with those things. Then he goes on and says, not even no worker of any trade will ever be found in you. I mean, think about this. All these different trade unions and all these different trades that are in New York City. I mean, they're so unionized, I'm sure. this is what was told to me when I was in the area recently, is that they couldn't even build onto their store in their mall. They had a store. Somebody had a business in the store because the union says you have to use us
union workers
and pay us 10 times what the value is. You cannot just hire somebody. That's somebody seduced by their power. That's somebody seduced by money. And they're saying, I don't care if it kills your business. I don't care if it kills your country. Mm-hmm. You will pay this union. You will pay a union worker to go work. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are you doing, man? You don't want to be treated like that. And so God says, I'm going to deal with that. I'm going to deal with that very aspect of what's going on. And so then he says, so even all this business that's going on inside of New York or Babylon, it's going to stop. And look at all the business. I mean, it's just amazing to watch the overlaying, lying business. It's just tons of businesses right on top of each other. They pay $10,000 just for a wall space in Chinatown, just to be standing there in a crevice as the people pass by. Right? Is that not right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it is the marketplace. It is the place. That's the reason why these folks focused on the Twin Towers, because they knew they could affect our economy. They knew more than America what that city represented. Then he goes on and says, and the sound of millstones will not be heard in her again. And think about all the factories. They're making all the widgets and all the different things that take place there. And how now these huge merchants, which we talked about now, are even manufacturing overseas, getting their products made overseas. But it's like, that won't even happen anymore. The factories will shut down. There's factories all over the place.
Tons. Sugar, cosmetics, steel. I mean, their construction, they build everything there. Everything. Wow. I mean, there's a factory everywhere you turn around, literally. And it's amazing how much is being produced out of that city that you had no idea. There was a paper towel company that you see, you know, known. Mm-hmm. Huge, huge factory. That's all they make is paper towels.
Yeah, and so so businesses say, well, we got to get an anchor store. We've already been in business for quite some time, but we need to open up an anchor store right in Manhattan. So you'll go there and you'll see Walt Disney. You'll see Toys R Us. You'll see they want to get the visual up of like, here we are in front of all the lights, the media, right. The stars, yeah, right?
Toys R Us has a Ferris wheel on 42nd Street inside their store. They want the flagship store in Times Square in Manhattan. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, by the way, there is success outside of New York. And so he goes on to say right here that in verse, you know, it's answer the question is New York City, Babylon, talking about in Revelation chapter 18. Verse 23 says, the light of the lamp will not shine in her again. When you think about the light of the lamp, you're thinking of all the things we could have done after the tragedy of 9/11, we put up a light that went all the way straight to the heavenlies to represent, which is we shined a light in God's face. You might be like, what's going on?
What's an annoying thing?
Yeah. So what is that? Oh my goodness. Wow. And so we had a light and it looked like from a distance it shined, you know, the light will come from the city. Well, it won't come anymore. And of course, the light of God's word, his word is a light unto my feet, it's a lamp unto my path. So the word of God won't be heard in her anymore. And he's talking about this. Then he says, the voice of the bridegroom and the bride will never be heard in her again. I mean, think about that. In other words, you know, you think your city's rough off with the church in it that you're not listening to? You run God's folks off. If you run the Jews out of Israel, you know what I'm saying? If you run God's folks, I'm talking about the people who love God, who love you, and has been telling you, you know, that's not right. We need to work mm-hmm. this out. God will forgive you. I'm talking about that church. If you run them off, then the whole thing's going to come in. He said, your voice of the bridegroom, which is Jesus, and the bride, which is his church, will not be heard in you again. I mean, there's no hope for that city because it's fixing to be destroyed. I mean, if it's destroyed, you don't need somebody to come and tell you something. It's dead. It's not there anymore. It's over with. And then he says this, and we're going to continue this talk, answering the question in our next program. Make sure you get it. It's four programs back to back. It'll be just a few moments away of us doing it. And then we're going to have talk about a couple more dreams. I mean, literally, where the Lord showed me New York City being locked down. He showed me the military, how it's going to work with it, and how the mayor is going to work with the military, and how the Catholic Church played a role in this whole situation, and David Wilkerson's word about New York City. And listen, this is a sign to all of us that we want to pray for the people of New York City. We want to pray that people, that Jonah in New York would wake up and begin to tell everybody that God loves them, God's got a plan for their life. But if they don't repent, you're going to have to get up and get out of the city, because it's going to be a sign. And I wouldn't look back. I mean, if you're seduced by her, you'll look back. You'll, oh, I don't want to leave. And it's like, it looks like some serious stuff is going to go down. We're just telling you what God's saying on our heart. If it's not the Babylon of Revelation 18, it fits the description. That would make me concerned. Stay tuned. Hear the rest of this on the other side.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially, that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survive in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity and our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better, be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Well, that's so very, very important, because listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, that you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.
Pat, you know, the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.